For tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is a Sunday morning service of May the 28th, 1989, tape number 8B of the Memorial Day Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Glenn Miller is the teacher for the morning.
The night, a nurse heard somebody walking down the hall, and she got up from her station and walked down the hall. She didn't see anything. She had a flashlight. You know, it's always dark. And as she came back up the hall, she saw blood running out of my room. And I had literally almost bled to death. I was just, my whole hands were swiveled, and I was just listless. And they began to, they had no blood in there for me. They had sent it back to the blood bank, and they just began to stick me all over trying to get some veins to give me some plasma or whatever it was. It looked like Wesson oil. It was yellow looking. What was that, doctor? Plasma? Or whatever it is. They had to get something in my veins. It was some kind of saline solution and all that, but they had to get something back in my veins. Anyway, the nurse made a big to-do about it. She heard somebody walking down the hall, and she kept telling the doctor, if I had to heard that somebody walking, she said, I never did see who it was walking. 10 years later, at a convention in Calgary, Canada, that we were taping, a girl had a vision sitting beside me, and she told me, she said, I saw a little lamb laying in a pool of blood. And somehow the Lord shows me that that was you. And she said, she gave me the scripture. When I passed by thee, I saw thee live, and you were polluted in your own blood, and I washed thee with water and anointed thee with oil. And that was as Greek to me, that vision. And all afternoon I pondered it. I got up to the room that night. We never did see each other, hardly to talk when Glenn was so busy taping and I had the tape table. But that night, about midnight, I said, Glenn, there's some woman had a vision over me. And she gave me these scriptures, and I want you to tell me what they mean. But when I started to read them, all of a sudden, that 10 years back, that was brought to me. That was Jesus. See, the devil had done another number on me, trying to kill me. But praise the Lord, he didn't succeed. He's constantly at us, and we constantly have to fight. We have to be strong soldiers of the cross. Then it was after that, in 1971, I believe it is, Brother Prince, days at our house, and he would say, both of you are under the power of a fortune teller. I must get time to pray for you. And we were having morning meetings and night meetings, and then all afternoon everybody was wanting to, tugging at him, you know, to pray for him. And the last morning, he came in from packing his suitcases. He and Mrs. Prince, he said, we're going to pray for you right now. So he said, you're under the power of the fortune teller. I said, I don't want to be. I've never been to one. And he prayed for me, and a tent lifted off of me. It was like I came out of darkness into light, and I truly did. It was like, now, I never had a problem with studying the Bible. I mean, my books, but I had a problem with studying the Bible. But it was like this tent of darkness lifted off of me. I could hear better, see better, think better, and just come out of kind of a twilight sleep, I guess you'd call it. And then he prayed for Glenn. And we had no idea where this was coming from. Glenn's mother received the Holy Spirit in 1922 and has always been a what we call a spirit-filled Christian. My parents and my brother and I received in 1932. And all this time, you see, the devil is working on us and working on us. That's why it's so important, even for these little children, to get this off of them now. Don't you wish we'd all known what we know today even? When we were little and young, we wouldn't have had to go through all this. And about a week later, my mother-in-law came over. Well, Brother Prince said, well, it's not, you haven't done it, but it's coming from your mother's side of the family. And he told Glenn it was coming from his mother's side of the family. Well, I just couldn't understand, you know, my parents. I never heard anything about fortune telling. They never talked about it or anything. Well, I said to Glenn's mother, do you know anybody in the family that's that ever has been to a fortune teller. She said, oh, yes, I have, when I was 17 years old. And I said, did you know Brother Prince picked that up on me or on Glenn and said he was under the power of a fortune teller and a curse? Here he'd been a Sunday school superintendent for, what, 11 years? We'd always worked in the church, worked with the youth, prayed. But I always knew there was something wrong. You know, but I was always blaming myself. Well, that was the devil blaming you. You know, he's the persecutor of us. He torments us. And when I told Glenn's mother that, I mean, she hit the ceiling. It happened so quick, just like that. She started screeching. Everything's under the blood. Everything's under the blood. Her voice got higher and higher pitched. And that tent came right back on me. And Brother Prince was already gone back to Florida, so now I'm in trouble. You know, got to find somebody to get that off of me. And I didn't know that I could get it off of myself, because we're always, the devil makes you feel inferior all the time, and that you're not worthy. And so when Glenn came home that night, I told him, I said, did you know, and she said, that old Derek Prince doesn't know what he's talking about. Don't pay any attention to him. And I told Glenn about it, and so Glenn prayed for me, and it lifted again. And he said, now, don't ever let that take you over again. Well, that was sort of Greek to me. I didn't want it to take me over ever. But, you know, we have to learn. And I have to learn, I guess, by the way of hard knocks, and most of us do. You know, most everybody does. You can tell, you can talk about theory. When they used to come out with new typewriters, they'd come and show us how to change a ribbon. And then I'd always say, well, let me try it now. I want action, theory. Now, theory is fine. We need teachings and we need theory. Well, in about 6 months, we go to visit my parents in the Middle West. They live near Quincy, Illinois. And at a big family reunion right out in the middle of nowhere, I said, has anybody in this family been to a fortune teller? I never even realized what repercussions we were going to have. My land, the whole table went crazy. My mother said, oh, yes, I went when I was 17 years old to a fortune teller, and I gasped, you know, and she said, your grandmother used to go all the time, and don't you remember your great-grandmother that came from Germany? They read palms and tea leaves. See, the enemy has ways of things he don't want you to know about. And I never knew about that. I just can't believe that I was so gross in darkness that I wouldn't know when they were going to fortune tellers, but I didn't. So anyway, my mother, when she said I went when I was 17 and so on, the minute I said, Brother Prince said, I have a curse on me, I had a curse on me because of, she hit the ceiling too, and she screeched worse than my mother-in-law and screeched out, everything's under the blood, and my brother was there and his wife and kids and my aunts, and they all were in an uproar, and my dad says, shut up, everybody be quiet, quiet down, let's talk about this now. You know, you need to talk things out as families. And he said, maybe this does have some credence. And he said, now, we had a Ouija board at home. He was one of 10 or 12 kids. We had a Ouija board that we played with when we were kids, but he said, I didn't ever think about it being wicked. But you see, they are wicked. They are wicked. And if you've got Ouija boards, if you've ever had a Ouija board and messed around with it, you need deliverance from the curse. See, God says, I'll put the curse on you. He says, have no other gods before me. He is God Almighty. And when we're trying to find out the future, he's told us not to do that. But you see, in ignorance, because we haven't studied the Bible enough, and in our denomination, they always told us to read the New Testament. Now, at a funeral, they might read Psalms 23 or Psalms 91 if there was a tornado coming. But they never got back into Deuteronomy. That's old Israel. And I'm telling you, the whole Word of God, we are... The Lord right now, I believe, Brother Johnson, is fine-tuning the church. And he's given all of us a chance. I praise God that we ever met these deliverance ministers. And from the very first time I heard it, I knew I was loaded with demons. I knew that. And I admitted it. And I would tell Glenn, he'd say, no, everything's under the blood. I'd tell my dad, oh, you've always been a good girl. Baloney. I had so many bad things in me that I knew of. I didn't want to tell them. I didn't want to say it. But I just knew I had these demons, and I didn't know how to get them out. And so I would try. We went to Sweden, and Brother Prince was there. And so this was long before he came to our house. And I said to Glenn, will you have him pray for me? I have demons. Well, I'm one to get right to the point. I mean, if I've got them, I've got them. If I'm sick, I'm sick. I had a cold yesterday. I still got something in here. I'm much better. The Lord has healed me, so I'm up here, get up here in a squeak at least. But I mean, Be honest. Let's all be honest. If we've done these things or if we've had these things in us, we can testify about it because, and people say, oh, you shouldn't get up there and tell all about all these people you've prayed for. What do you mean by that? Mark, Luke, and John, why, Jesus said, why, Mary Magdalene had seven devils. He told it. He told about Legion. How would you like to have a naked man running out of the cemetery and screeching at you? How would you like that? Jesus told us about it. We might face that one day. We might face that. We need all these examples. And then how would you like to, you know, I've never figured out why Jesus gave in and let those demons go in those swine, unless it's because he said they were abominable. Maybe that's the reason. But you know, when those demons went in those swine, what happened? He had to leave town, didn't he? He had to get out of the country. He had his problems. When you think about the boy that fell down as dead and wallowed around and slobbered around, why, he had all kinds of manifestations. And I praise God that he put it in the Bible. And I think when if you've had a manifestation of the evil one and you're testifying, you should tell about it. You should tell about it. Well, Glenn gave me a hard time. I finally pleaded, nagged, persuaded him to go to Brother Prince. You see, he wasn't convinced then that Christians had demons. And he thought I was going, oh, I forgot to tell you, Satan did another number on me after that. He did a bad number on me. After I had the hysterectomy, about a year later, I had a total nervous breakdown and was a total vegetable in a mental hospital and had 17 shock treatments, and they told Glenn that I would never come out. Now, that's a number that enemy... Wouldn't you be mad at the devil? Wouldn't you fight him if you'd have gone through all that? Well, I guess so. The church fasted and prayed. We didn't know it was demons. Although Glenn did say to the deacon and the pastor, you know, that's not Irma talking out of her. I believe that could be the devil. And they said, oh, no, 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 no. No, she gave a message in tongues a week or so ago. No, that can't be. Oh, how we like to call it something else. We don't like to say we're vexed with a demon or we're vexed with infirmity. Say it. The quicker you say it, the quicker it's going to leave, because the minute you expose the enemy, he's going to want to get out. He is so embarrassed and he is scared of every one of you if you start looking toward Jesus and looking in this word. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Read the book of Acts. Why, that girl with divination, she said all the right things, didn't she? Now, the occult is the closest thing to the Holy Spirit. And you need to tune in, and we need our spiritual senses exercised. Tune in to the gift of discerning of spirits, both angels and evil spirits, because it says that we can be fooled even if it were possible, the very elect. Well, I don't know who's the very elect. That's up to God. But we better be on our toes. And we better listen. Well, I'll tell you the rest of it. Now, maybe some of you think I belong back in that mental hospital. I don't know. But I'm telling you, when I found out that about the devil years later, I was angry at him. Anyway, they fasted and prayed at the church as much all day and in the evening for 3 days. And the fourth day, I woke up out of my insanity, and the Lord healed me. So praise God. It is real. He healed me, but we didn't know really that it was demons, never attributed to it. It took about 10 more years to really find it out. But I get down in the room, Brother and Sister Prince come in, and she was quite elderly at the time, and he was, you know, with all the PhDs and very gruff, and I wasn't in any position or I guess mental thing to have anybody treat me mean. I wanted help. I was seeking for help. I had cried out for deliverance. And so he said, so you think you have demons? I said, yes. Now, remember, there wasn't any books in those days. There was no books to read about. You know, cold turkey. I said, yes. And Glenn says, bless his heart, he says, she's got a list. wasn't out. Because I sold Hammonds a set of Derek Prince's that they listened to the tapes and got delivered. And that was years later. I had nothing. The only thing, I would be driving down the freeway and I would be praying and the Lord would show me something. The Holy Spirit would show me something that was in me. Now, I'll tell you, my list was pretty mild compared to what was really in me. But I had fear and waste and pride. And a few nice little things that all Christians condone, you know. We condone that. Just a problem. Anger. So I had this list. And Glenn says, yeah, she's got a list. And Brother Prince says, well, where is the list? Well, it was in my purse. You think I could open my purse? I was so bound by the enemy and so full of fear. I think all of those shock treatments put lots of fear in me because they only gave me 3 with sodium pentothal, and the rest of the time I took them just because they just come in with their briefcases and strapped me down and turned it on. And I'd go unconscious for 2 or 3 days. And I had so much fear and I was afraid to get that list out because I didn't know who was going to pounce on me about what I had on the list because I'd never seen a list of demons before other than what I'd read in the Bible. And I was seeking the Lord, and so I wouldn't get the list out. Well, Mrs. Prince said, oh, she don't want to be delivered. And so, see, all these are lessons for me because being a supervisor for years, a woman supervisor, we're always known to be pretty risk and, you know, we don't take too much off of people. And so she says, she don't want to be delivered. Let's get out of here. So they got him walked out, and then I cried. And I had to wait about 9 more months. And when Glenn would go to town, I wouldn't talk too much about it because it would always cause a big row, and I'd end up getting more of his demons in me than I would ever try to persuade him to believe that he had any demons at all. And I knew he had them, and I knew I had them. But he didn't want to admit he had any. So he'd go, and we lived up in Northridge, and we had quite a big house. And we had a long hall down the middle of the house, and I would shut up all the doors. In the front was bedrooms and stuff, and in the back was the living room and den, and I'd shut up all the doors, and I'd be in this little hall tunnel. It was pretty long, and I'd walk through the tunnel. Lord, deliver me from all evil. I'd cry, I'd plead, deliver me, Lord, from all evil. And I'm telling you, I'm not sorry I did that, because he met me. He met me, and we heard by accident, by a total accident, we heard about a man coming from the state of Washington that was in deliverance. And he was going to be over at what I termed in those days, I was so full of pride. When we got in there, I said to the girl with it, the other couple, I said, man, this is a rat hole church, isn't it? I mean, the seats were all broken down. It was, he had it rented, and it was that old Filipino church in Eagle Rock. Wasn't Eagle Rock then? Well, anyway, I tried to, and he preached, or another man preached, and he sat on the platform, and this other man, there's only a handful. I mean, deliverance services aren't too popular even today, you know, with the masses uptown and all these big churches. But anyway, there are some hungry people, and God's going to bless all of you for coming, making the effort to come. And anyway, this other preacher was pretty nasty to me. Of course, I was still with my fear and trembling. And the man sitting on the platform, he was just recuperating. And from a brain tumor that they had taken, that the Lord had healed him of, or they had taken it out, I can't remember. The Lord healed him. And they had done a little biopsy and found out it was a malignant tumor. But this other preacher that was being pretty brisk, I guess it was good for me, but I didn't appreciate it too much. But anyway, he was telling me what I had in me. And it wasn't as nice as the list I had. So this other preacher sitting back there, he said, Lord, if I ever get a chance to minister to that woman, may I minister to her in love. And one day, he was coming to town, and our girlfriend, we didn't get a notice on it, but we probably didn't put our name in, but she got one, and she said, he's coming to town. Brother Duncan's coming to town, downtown in the Wyatt building. So we went, and that meeting lasted what? 7 week meeting. Glenn never missed one single day. I would get angry and wouldn't go. I tell you what he would do. You know, he told us later, he laughed all the time. He was the most jovial man. He would laugh at the devil and he'd just laugh. And he used to, it was when we had the big beehive hairdo. It was not Pentecostal ones, you know. And And it costs a lot of money to get your hair fixed. Well, he would drink water, walk up, he was always walking up down the aisles, he's always moving back all the chairs and say, we're going to dance before the Lord. Oh, my land, that just upset me terrible. And he would do this and do something different every night. And I was working, I had already sold my business, but I was working for one of my competitors, and I would use the excuse, so I have to get up at 5 o'clock and go to work, and I have to work late some nights. I was working 2 shifts and all this stuff, and I wouldn't have to go to the meeting, but I wanted to go all the time. You ever feel like that? You want deliverance, but you just don't want to come up here? You just, it's that hindering spirit that's in us. But that whole 7 weeks went by, and I remember just sort of, I used to cry inside all the time. I never did care too much for crying women, especially when we're supposed to be typing. And but I would cry inside, oh, Lord, help me. But I didn't want, my pride was so bad, and I didn't want to, and my hair. Oh, yes, he would walk down the aisle and drink water and then sling it on us. Sling water on your hairdo. That had to last all week. And he would just laugh. He said, I do that to see how many people are going to sizzle. Well, boy, I sizzled. I sizzled. And the next day after that 7-week meeting ended, he phoned me. He phoned up. We still in bed. I remember I wasn't working. It was on Monday. I had to work that week. And he said, the Lord has showed me 7 couples that I'm supposed to pray for that has been coming to the meetings all these 7 weeks, and you are one of the couples. He said, the Lord has showed me that I'm to come to their houses, and I'll have a driver, and I would like to come to your house and pray for you if you will let me. Pray for you and Glenn. I said, yes, by all means come. And I was ready, I tell you. We had beautiful wool carpet about this shape, and we had white furniture, and you know, really had a swanky looking house. And I get out the beach towels and lay them down on the floor. Then I get out the clothes basket, the round clothes basket, and put about half full of paper towels because I knew I was going to heave up the whole thing. And this preacher, this Brother Duncan, the man that was coming, he had a bucket that sat right here by the platform. Oh, my word. Early Pentecost was bad. I used to play the piano, and we had a big family of about 12 kids, and they would come in with wine bottle screen ones about this tall with big black lamb's nipples and walk right up to the front and set it on the piano. And that used to mortify me. I mean, that was crude in the early Pentecost. We were in a mission, you know. But anyway, I was just ready for anything. I didn't care what happened to me that day because it was at home and nobody was going to see me. You know, what I was going to do. He walked in and he began to laugh. I'll never forget. He says, you're ready, aren't you? I said, I am ready. So I was on the upper level. We had a sunken living room. And I was standing up in the dining room part, 2 steps up. And he was about eye level with me. And he started calling out evil spirits. Oh, my, horrible things like Jezebel and murder. And I don't know what all. About 25 things. He could talk so fast, he could just rattle them off. And I didn't care what he was saying. I was wanting to let it go, and I was wanting to vomit it up. You think the Lord let me be delivered like that? I had seen that bucket, and I used to tell him, I can't come. I'm not coming down there. I'd argue with him. I'm not coming down there and let you put my head down in that bucket. I don't want to breathe in all them demons that's already in that bucket. And I really meant it. I didn't want that. I wanted it my way. You have that. You want it your way? He's not going to deliver us your way. He's going to deliver us his way. So he got through rattling all that off, and he commanded those things to leave. And what do you think happened? A great big huffy puffy kind of a roar comes out of me, and that was it. There was no vomiting, and I began to pray in tongues and prophesy, and I was throwing my hands like this, and he was standing right there, and I just brushed his forehead. He fell over like he was dead. And I thought, I went like this, oh, my demons have killed him. But I really believed that. I really believed that. And it was just really, I tell you, it was really different. But I began to pray in the spirit, prophesy, and I don't know what all. And, oh, I felt so wonderful. I felt so good. And we had a lot of strawberries in our backyard. And he went on back to Portland. And the next day I was making strawberry preserves. And I was dancing in my kitchen. And I don't know how I ever got the preserves made, but they were good. And I prayed to the Lord. Glenn was downtown. And I was just having a wonderful time. And all of a sudden, I wanted to go outside and hang up a dress that I had washed out on the clothesline. And I was afraid to go out. I could see what I thought was a big monster back there in the backyard. What do you think he was? Who do you think he was? Fear, the strong man of fear. And the more I looked and the more I thought about it, I didn't go out the door at all. I kept the door shut, but, you know, they have a way of coming right through the doors and windows. And he came back into me. Well, when Glenn come home, I told him. So Glenn said, well, we'll have to call Brother Duncan. So we called him. And he started laughing. He said, oh, that's just the spirit of fear. Now I'm going to command it to leave and don't you let it come back again. Well, I didn't want it to come back in the first place. We have no teaching of how to keep these things out. We don't have very much today. The best way to keep them out is that when these thoughts come to your mind, he works on our mind. You turn it right then at the gate. Turn it. I started to tell you in Chicago at this first time I seen Derek Prince. You see, in early Pentecost and in the early assemblies, they had cottage prayer meetings, and there was really some deliverance in those meetings, but they stopped us from headquarters because they said the devil was going to get in. And so we couldn't have any more cottage prayer meetings, and we were warned from the pulpit, I think, every Sunday, don't get into wildfire, be careful, don't get into free Pentecost, be careful, you're going to get in trouble. And so I was always had that in the back of my mind, and when I heard the spirit, the first time I ever heard a spirit, of course, if I had listened to myself, I could have heard plenty of them in years gone by, but I didn't know that was the devil talking out of me sometimes, but I went up to Glenn. I was afraid to go to Derek Prince's meetings, and Glenn was over on the side taping, and they were praying for somebody, and just as I got over there, they were casting a demon out of him, and this demon says, my name is Bride. And I went, ooh, and I ran, literally ran to the elevator, went up about the 17th floor, jumped, took two tranquilizers, jumped in bed, and covered up my head. And I was already a grandmother. That's pretty bizarre actions for a grandmother. Now, this is before I had any prayer or deliverance, mind you. And right away, a voice says to me, now you are in false doctrine, you better jump out the window. And I answered it right back, out loud, literally, answered it out loud. No, I'm too smart for that. I didn't say, get thee behind me, Satan, or in the name of Jesus. I didn't know to do that. I just said, no, I'm too smart for that. Turn these things at the gate. Sometimes I'll feel something hit me in the head. I'll say, oh, no, you don't. In the name of Jesus, I command you, get away from me, whoever you are. Leave. Get up the road. How do you think Brother Jack Harris can tell you about warfare? I mean, he bailed out over Normandy 2 days before Eisenhower came. And he knows about warfare. And we are in an army. God is fine-tuning us all to become this great army that he's going to give the command one day, and we're going to sweep the nation with deliverance. The church is travailing. We're only beginning to travail. We don't know much about travail. We know about travailing to have children, but we are travailing until Christ be formed in us. And it's going to take a lot of prayers and a lot of deliverance and a lot more things. But the Lord is able to deliver us. And I haven't gone into too much of the various... I gave my testimony, which I am thankful that every one of these things has happened to me. And then over the years... But one other thing I'm going to talk to you about, just for a second. The same time Brother Prince was at our house and cast this fog off of me, he said, I want to pray for you some more. And they were back in their bedroom. He said, come back here. And I sat down on a chair, and he began to cast out some other things. And I don't remember anything that he cast out except one thing. And he said, you spirit of forgetfulness, I command you to come out of her. And I thought, now that's pretty absurd. because I didn't think I had that at all. I knew I had plenty of other things, but I didn't think I had that because I could always remember and was very smart in my books when I was in school. And Glenn is always, I tell him, he's worn my brain out asking me who that person is and what street and what phone number and everything. But the third time he said, in the name of Jesus, I command you, spirit of forgetfulness, to come out. My shoulders jerked just like that. And I knew I didn't do that. I knew that wasn't me. I knew there was something. And so I just sat there, like Brother Johnson said, just sit there and let the deliverer, Jesus, work through the person that's praying for you. And about the third or fourth time he said it, a voice came right out of me, and it says, no, we're not coming out. Well, he says, but you are. And he fussed with it a while, and it kept arguing. And he says, how do you affect her? It said, we are locked to her brain, and we won't let her remember the word of God. And it said, we're not coming out. Well, it was locked right here to the base of my brain. See, it let me remember everything else, but it would not. Have you ever read down a whole page of the Bible and you didn't even know what you'd read? See, that's coming from the occult. That's a curse. It's a curse. The devil does not want us to be able to say it is written. I have power and authority over you. He doesn't want us to talk about the blood of Jesus, and he would not let me remember the word of God. And that's a battle in many people. So we're going to pray. We're going to ask the Lord. This is just a quick. There's lots of things that people have gotten into. We've been doing some of them upstairs. I don't know if we'll do it again today or not, but maybe we'll have some more sessions tomorrow, or you'll have to come back next camp meeting in 9 days. We won't have to all rush so much to speak what the Holy Spirit has given us. But the very first prerequisite is that we must admit that we have sinned in ignorance and knowingly. That's the first thing we got to. That's how he's gotten inroads. Or he's come down from generation. The next thing is we must repent of the sin. See, the enemy can only come with his sin. I say, if we can ever come to the place where there's no sin, there'll be no dying. No sinning, no dying. Because the wages of sin is death. And I believe that we will come into that authority. See, the Lord cannot give us only the amount of authority that we can stand and handle. Otherwise, we'd destroy other people and ourselves too. But the things that I have been delivered of, authority over that, and I do things that has never, maybe I've never done, but maybe I still have those things in me that the Lord will reveal. Now, I would like to get it all over with in one day. I'm fast-minded, and I like to, you know, let's get this show on the road and get it over. He says, I will deliver you little by little. Little by little, I will drive out your enemies, all these Jebusites and Hittites and all these things that thwart us. So we're going to pray and repent first. Is that right? Everybody believe in repentance? Repentance is never out of style. All right, let's pray. Dear Father, come in the name of Jesus. We admit we have sinned. We have sinned ignorantly. And we admit we've sinned willfully. And we're sorry for these sins. And we ask you to cleanse us by your blood. Wash us. Wash our subconscious. Wash our hearts. And show us this desperately wicked heart. Lord, we don't know what's in us yet. But we want to be free. We want to repent of all the things we've delved in the occult. Or the other ways that we have sinned. All the things that's come back down through our bloodline, through our generations. The bastard sins. The illegitimacy. The incest sins. Of sexual relations with family. All the fornication. Lord, that we have delved in. The spiritual fornication. Trying to find out the future. the natural fornication. We ask you to cleanse us and cleanse our blood. Lord, we are sorry for our sins. And we want to be helped.
We want to change.
Lord, you say you'll change us little by little.
Lord, you say you'll change us little by little.
And we realize all territory.
We realize all territory.
And we take away from the enemy.
And we take away from the enemy.
That the Holy Spirit can then take us over.
That the Holy Spirit can then take us over.
And Lord, we thank you.
Lord, we thank you.
That your word says.
That your word says.
Whoever calls on the name of the Lord.
Whoever calls.
Shall be delivered.
Shall be delivered.
We call on you now, Lord.
We call on you now, Lord.
To deliver us.
To deliver us.
To set us free.
To set us free.
To forgive us.
Forgive us.
And to lift these curses.
And to lift these curses.
That you have put on us.
That
you have put on us, God.
That you have allowed to be put on us.
And that the enemy has put on us.
That the enemy has put on us.
And people have put on us.
That people have put on us.
Lord, you were made a curse.
Lord, you were made a curse.
When you hung on that tree.
When you hung on that tree.
And we don't want to have to bear these curses.
We don't want to have to bear these curses.
We want to move into this operation of the Spirit.
We want to move into this operation of the Spirit.
Where you are pleased with us.
Where you are pleased with us.
And we have repented sufficiently.
And we have repented sufficiently.
And that you will lift the curses.
That you will lift the curses.
Jesus, we know full well.
Jesus, we know full well.
That you're the deliverer.
That you're the deliverer.
We're only instruments.
We're only instruments.
And Lord, we thank you.
And Lord, we thank you.
For the Holy Spirit.
For the Holy Spirit.
To hover over.
To hover over.
And we thank you for the angels.
And we thank you for the angels.
That are coming into here, into this place.
That are coming into this place.
To help fight this war.
To help fight this war.
And deliver.
And deliver.
Creation. Thank you.
Amen. Father, I take authority in the name of the Lord Jesus over every spirit in this place. I bind it to the day of judgment. I take dominion over it in the name of the Lord Jesus. And Father, I thank you for that authority that you've given us in the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus. For you said that in his name we would cast out demons and set the captives free. And by the blood of Calvary there is forgiveness and remission of sins. And I praise you for it today. Now, Father, I take dominion over the ancestral curses and the familiar spirits. And according to Galatians 3:13, Satan, it is written that Jesus became a curse so that we don't have to bear the curses. So you familiar spirits and you demons have come down through the family line, I bind you to the day of judgment. You spirits that have come in because of our own sins, I bind and break your power. Now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I put the blood to cleanse and to wash and to separate us from the ancestral sins and from our own sins that we have committed, because the blood cleanses and washes. And I thank you for it. And I take dominion over you. And Father, I thank you for the angels of the Lord that are here with us to fight the battle with us. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. I thank you, Lord, for discernment. I thank you, Lord, for the revelation of yourself this afternoon as we can take authority over these spirits and set the captives free. Father, your word, and your word is written that you set the captives free. And in Jesus' name, we take that place of authority. And I loose us from the evil spirits this afternoon in Jesus' name. And I ask for the angels of the Lord to take and keep them and bind them till you judge them at the day of judgment. I take dominion over the occult, over the ancestral inherited spirits of the occult, the familiar spirit of the occult. I bind and break its dominion over every one of us this afternoon in Jesus' name. I break the powers of the occult. I loose us from it in Jesus' name. Come out, come out. I bind you. I break your dominion over every one of us in Jesus' name. You spirits of the occult, you familiar spirits of the occult line, I bind and break your powers over these people. I loose us from it in Jesus' name. Come out, come out. Come out. All the powers of the occult, the metaphysics, magic, all the powers of the occult. Take your dominion in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I bind and break your powers. The power of the fortune teller, the palm reader, the card reading, tea leaves, the crystal ball, the Ouija board, the horoscope, water witching, the divining for minerals and oil. I bind your powers. I break your dominion over these people. Come out of them in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I take dominion over the spirit of seances and reincarnation and ESP, automatic handwriting, table tipping and levitation and yoga. I bind these spirits of the of Eastern religions. I bind your power. I break your dominion in Jesus' name. I bind your power. Come out of them in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Christian Science, metaphysics, books of reincarnation, Rosicrucians, I bind and break those dominions and those powers over these people. All the powers of the Eastern religions, I break your powers over these people. I break the occult, the powers of the occult in every form. Come out of them in Jesus' name. Come out of them in Jesus' name. Come out. I bind your power and break your dominion in the name of Jesus. Spirits of rebellion. I come against rebellion against authority, rebellion against God, rebellion against the mother and father. I come against spirits of rebellion, rebellion against the school teacher, just plain rebellion, rebellion against the person you work for. I come against the spirits of rebellion. I break the powers of it over these people in Jesus' name. I loose us from that spirit of rebellion. Rebellion against authority. I break the power of it in Jesus' name. I loose us from it in the name of the Lord Jesus. I come against the spirits of lust and incest. I come against the spirits of sexual deviation. I break that powers over these people in Jesus' name. Spirits of homosexuality, spirits of incest, spirits of lesbianism, spirits of bestiality. I bind you foul spirits. I break your dominion over these people. Come out of them in Jesus' name. Loose them and set them free. I put the blood of Jesus to cleanse and to wash. The blood of Jesus to cleanse and to wash in Jesus' name. I come against the spirits of pharmakia. I come against the spirits of drugs. I come against all types of drugs. I break the curse of it over these people in Jesus' name. You foul spirits of drugs tobacco and alcohol, I bind your power. I break your dominion in Jesus' name. Spirits of alcohol, spirits of wine, spirits of bourbon and all the different types of alcohol, of wine, I bind and break your dominion in Jesus' name. I bind your power. I break your dominion over these people in Jesus' name. Spirits of a drunkard, the inherited line of alcohol down through the family line and the curse that comes with it for giving your brother drink. I break that inherited curse of the family line of alcohol, I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. I loose the people from it. I loose them from it in Jesus' name. I bind that foul spirit to the day of judgment. I break the dominion of it over them in Jesus' name.
The word cast out means to breathe out and give a quick jerk or vomit. Now, let's breathe them out and let them go right now.
Take a deep breath.
It'll all be over with in a few minutes.
Take a deep breath.
Let them go in Jesus' name.
Let them go in Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Break the power of it in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Loose us in Jesus' name. I come against the curse of the bastard. I break the curse of the bastard over us for 30 generations back. I loose us in the family line from the curse of the bastard. I break that power and dominion in Jesus' name. Loose us. Come out in Jesus' name. I break that power over us in the name of Jesus. And loose us and come out. I come against the eating of blood and fat. The curse of eating of blood and fat. I come against that in the name of the Lord Jesus. I break the curse of the eating of blood and eating of fat. I break that in Jesus' name. Loose us, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in Jesus' name. I break the dominion of it in Jesus' name. Come out. I break your power over us in Jesus' name. Loose us in the name of the Lord Jesus. I break that power in Jesus. Yet the familiar spirits of disease. I come against the familiar spirits of disease that follow a family line. Heart trouble, kidney trouble, liver trouble, blood diseases, mental problems. I come against the familiar spirit of diseases. I break the dominion of it over the family, from the family inheritance. I stand against the familiar spirit of diseases. I break the dominion of it in Jesus' name. Loose us. I break your powers in Jesus' name. Blood diseases, mental problems. I break the powers of it in Jesus' name. Loose us, come out in the name of the Lord. I break your powers in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, I break the powers in Jesus' name. Loose us, come out in Jesus' name. I bind your dead judgment, Father, let the angels of the Lord bind them and keep them. Keep them in Jesus, till Jesus judges them at the day of judgment. Pride, I come against pride. You spirit of pride, I bind your power, I break your dominion over us. Loose us, come out. Spirit of pride, come out in Jesus' name. Spirit of fear, I come against the spirit of fear. Fear of height, fear of close places, fear of dying. spirit of fear of death, I bind you. I break your dominion in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out, spirits of fear. Spirits of fear. All types of fear. The phobia. Phobia of fear. I break that power in Jesus' name. You phobia of fear, I bind and break your dominion over these people. You foul spirit that tells them that they're going to die, that they're going to get sick, I bind you. I break your dominion over these people. I loose them in the name of Jesus. You spirit of death, I come against the spirit of death. I break your power in the name of Jesus. You foul spirit of death, I bind you in Jesus' name. You spirit of untimely death. Spirit of untimely death, I bind you. I break your dominion over these people. You come, spirit of untimely death, I break your the curse of death, the whoosh of death, the whoosh of death, and the curse of death. I bind and break that dominion in Jesus' name. I take dominion over you in the name of Jesus. You curse of death, you spirit of death, I bind you. Untimely death, I bind you. The whoosh of death, I break the curse of the whoosh of death in Jesus' name. I loose it from it in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Depression. I come against depression. You spirits of depression, I break your power over these people. You foul spirits of depression, I break your power in Jesus. Indifference, irresponsibility. Irresponsibility, unpredictable behavior, gloominess, depression. I bind your power. All of you foul spirits, I bind you. I break your dominion in Jesus' name. I loose you from it in the name of the Lord. I break your power in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. Come out in Jesus' name. I break your powers in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come on. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Spirits of grandeur, spirits of grandeur and delusion, I bind your power in Jesus' name. You spirits of grandeur and delusion, I bind you and break your dominion in Jesus' name. Uncontrollable behavior and passion, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out, uncontrollable behavior and passion. Come out in the name of Jesus. I break your power. Spirit of fantasy. Fantasy, I bind you in Jesus' name. I break your dominion. You spirit of fantasy, I rebuke you. I break your dominion over these people in the name of the Lord. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Self-pity. Self-pity and feeling inadequate. I bind you, you foul spirit of self-pity. Spirit that says you're not adequate. You're not able. You can't do that. I bind you and break your power. In Jesus' name, we are adequate. We can do it. We will do it. In the name of Jesus, we break the powers of your demonic influence in Jesus' name over us. I break the powers of it in Jesus' name. Spirit, nervous conditions. I come against the spirits of nervous conditions. I break your dominion in the name of the Lord. I bind your power. I break your dominion. You spirits of nervous conditions, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I break your power over the people in Jesus' name. I rebuke you. Come out. I bind you and break your dominion in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Irresponsibility. Spirit of irresponsibility. I rebuke you. I bind you. I break your power over these people. Spirit of irresponsibility, I break your dominion over these people in Jesus' name. Listen, come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. I break your power. I loose us from you in the name of Jesus. I break your dominion in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. I bind your power. I break your dominion. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Loose it. Spirit of lying. Spirit of lying. Spirit of gambling. Spirit of stealing. I bind you. I break your power in Jesus' name. You lying spirits, you spirits of deception. I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out, you lying spirits. Come out, spirits of deception. Come out in the name of the Lord. I rebuke you. Spirits of self-destruction. I bind you. I break your dominion. Come out, spirits of self-destruction. I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. I bind you to the day of judgment. I break your dominions over us in Jesus' name. Loose us and come out in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Praise you for it, Jesus. Spirits of Catholicism. I come against the spirits of Catholicism. I bind your power over these people. I break your dominion over them. You spirits of Catholicism, fear the Pope, fear the nuns. I break the spirit of Mariology over us in Jesus' name. I break the powers of Catholicism. I loose us from the fear of the Pope in Jesus' name. I break the powers of it in Jesus' name. I loose us from the fear of the saints. I break the curse of the saints off of us in Jesus' name. Good Friday, I break the curse of it of Catholicism over us in Jesus' name. I break the powers of it in Jesus' name. Stop you foul spirits of Catholicism. I rebuke you. Mariology, I bind and break your dominion over us in Jesus' name. I loose us from your power in the name of the Lord. I break the dominion of it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I come against the spirit of doubt and unbelief again. I break that power over us in Jesus' name. Spirits of doubt and unbelief. I break your dominion over us in the name of the Lord Jesus. I bind and break that power in Jesus' name. I come against the voices that of demon spirits that talk to people. I bind those voices that talk to people. Those voices of demon spirits, I bind and break their dominion in Jesus' name. I break their power in Jesus' name. Spirit of unforgetfulness. I come against that. I bind your power, break your dominion over our minds. You spirit of unforgetfulness. You spirit that keeps us from retaining the word. From retaining the word. I rebuke it. I break its dominion in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. Unforgetfulness. I break your dominion over us in Jesus' name. I break that. I come against the spirit of eternal security. I bind and break that curse of eternal security. I loose us from it in Jesus' name. I break the dominion of it in Jesus' name. I come against the spirit of Jesus only. I bind and break that curse of the spirit of Jesus only. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. I break its power over us in Jesus' name. Father, I come against false teachings. I come against the false prophecy. I break the power of it over our minds. False prophecies that's been given over us. I break the curse of it off of us in Jesus' name. I loose us from it in Jesus' name. I come against it in false teachings. I rebuke the spirits of false teachings in Jesus' name. Ultimate reconciliation. I rebuke that. Spirit of Jesus only. I rebuke that. In the name of Jesus, I bind and break their dominions in Jesus' name. The spirit Jesus died spiritually. I break that spirit in Jesus' name. I break the curse of it. I loose us from the power of it in Jesus' name. I break the power of these false teachings over us in the name of Jesus. I loose us from it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Father, I come against the spirit of divorce. I bind that foul spirit of divorce. I break the power of it from the occult. I break the power of it in Jesus' name. Spirit of divorce, I bind and break your power over these people in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out, you foul spirit of divorce. I break your dominion in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. I bind your power. I break your dominion in Jesus' name. I praise you, Lord. I praise you for it. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. Father, I thank you for the angels of the Lord binding up all these spirits and keeping them to the day of judgment. I praise you for it, Jesus. I praise you for it. I thank you, Lord. I praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Father, I praise you for your presence. I thank you for your anointing. I praise you, Lord, for your delivering power. I thank you for it, Father. For it's in the name of the Lord Jesus. You said it's in his name you give us this power and authority. It's not in any name of other name under heaven except the name of the Lord Jesus. In him and in him alone is dominion and power and authority. Thank you for it, Father. I praise you for it, sir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
There's a sweet, sweet anointing coming. Sweet, sweet
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.